Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. I Want to Connect by Annie Chen is a relationship and personal growth workbook that links attachment patterns to the body, specifically to how the autonomic nervous system responds to safety and threat, positioned as a follow-up to the author's earlier Attachment Theory workbook. It aims to answer a practical question many readers and clients have: how to become more securely attached in real life, not just in theory. Chen, a licensed marriage and family therapist, frames connection as something that becomes more available when the nervous system is regulated and less accessible when the body shifts into defensive states such as fight, flight, or shutdown. Drawing on attachment theory, accessible neuroscience, and polyvagal theory concepts, the book translates complex ideas into an applied framework. A central feature is its set of 37 exercises designed to build autonomic awareness, strengthen emotional regulation, and support healthier communication and closeness in relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, nervous system states as the foundation of connection. A core theme of I Want to Connect is that the ability to bond, communicate, and repair conflict is not only a matter of insight or willpower. It is also constrained or supported by the state of the autonomic nervous system. Chen emphasizes that when the body detects safety, people tend to access curiosity, flexibility, empathy, and social engagement more easily. When the body detects threat, the same person may move into protective strategies that look like defensiveness, anxiety, anger, avoidance, or emotional numbness. This nervous system first framing helps readers reinterpret relational struggles as state-dependent patterns rather than fixed personality flaws. It also clarifies why good intentions can fail in the moment, especially during conflict or perceived rejection. By centering physiological safety, the book offers a practical lens for recognizing what is happening inside before trying to change what is happening between people. The approach supports self-compassion while still encouraging responsibility, noticing state shifts, understanding triggers, and learning to return to a more connection-ready baseline so relational skills can actually work. Secondly, polyvagal informed mapping of threat, safety, and shutdown. The book uses an accessible polyvagal theory informed explanation of how the nervous system organizes experience along a continuum from safety to threat. Rather than presenting the science as abstract terminology, Chen focuses on what readers can observe in themselves: body sensations, impulses, emotions, attention changes, and interpersonal behaviors that tend to cluster in different autonomic states. This mapping is valuable because it offers a shared language for experiences that are often confusing, such as suddenly going blank in an argument, feeling flooded by emotion, or becoming hypervigilant to a partner's tone. The goal is not to diagnose or label, but to help readers track patterns and detect earlier signals of activation. When people can identify where they are in a safety to threat spectrum, they can choose interventions that match their actual state. That prevents common missteps, such as trying to reason through a conflict while the body is in high defense, or forcing closeness when shutdown has set in. The state map becomes a practical guide for both self-regulation and relationship repair. Thirdly, healing insecure attachment through regulation and repair. I Want to Connect connects attachment insecurity to repeated experiences of stress, unmet needs, and relational threat that shape how the nervous system anticipates closeness. Chen presents secure attachment as something that can be built through repeated experiences of safety, regulation, and repair, rather than as a trait that only comes from childhood. In this view, attachment work includes understanding your default protective strategies, noticing what you interpret as danger in relationships, and learning what helps you return to steadiness. The book also highlights that old experiences can influence present reactions, especially when stress narrows perception and pushes people into automatic defenses. By emphasizing nervous system rewiring, Chen offers a pathway for changing how closeness feels in the body over time. Importantly, the emphasis remains practical. What can you do during activation? How can you recover after disconnection? And how can you create more consistent conditions for safety in your relationships? This approach supports both individual growth and mutual growth with a partner. Since secure attachment is strengthened through repeated cycles of misattunement followed by reconnection. Fourthly, somatic and reflective exercises that build autonomic awareness. A distinguishing feature of the book is its structured set of 37 exercises that translate theory into action. The exercises are designed to build autonomic awareness, helping readers notice the early body cues of stress and the specific patterns that accompany defense or shutdown. In addition to self-observation, the workbook style encourages reflection on triggers, past experiences, and the situations that reliably move someone away from connection. The practical intention is to create a repeatable skill set rather than a one-time insight. Readers are guided to practice techniques that support emotional regulation and resilience, which in turn makes it easier to communicate, listen, and stay engaged during relational strain. because the book integrates neuroscience and somatic practices in an accessible way, it can serve people who feel stuck in purely cognitive approaches. The exercises also support a feedback loop practice. Notice what changes, and refine. Over time, this builds confidence that connection is not just a hope, but a trainable capacity that depends on learning how to work with the body rather than against it. Lastly, application to real relationships and therapeutic practice. While the book is written for personal growth, it is also positioned as useful for therapists and counselors who want concrete tools grounded in attachment and neuroscience. The emphasis on nervous system states offers a clinically relevant framework for why clients may understand relational dynamics intellectually, yet struggle to behave differently under stress. By focusing on physiological safety and state shifts, the material supports interventions that are measurable in everyday life, noticing activation, downshifting intensity, and returning to a social engagement state where communication improves. The exercises and visual frameworks can also help couples or individuals build a shared vocabulary that reduces blame. Instead of arguing about who is wrong, partners can learn to identify when each person is in defense and what helps them return to regulation. This makes the book a bridge between education and practice, combining psychoeducation with repeated skill rehearsal. Its orientation also fits contemporary integrative approaches that value mind and body connections, without requiring readers to be experts in neuroscience to benefit. The result is a toolkit for fostering empathy, clearer boundaries, and more consistent repair after conflict. In conclusion, I Want to Connect is best suited for readers who want more than general relationship advice and are willing to practice skills that involve the body as well as the mind. Individuals who recognize insecure attachment patterns in themselves, people who feel easily overwhelmed or shut down during conflict, and partners who want a clearer roadmap for repair can all benefit from its nervous system-centered approach. Therapists and counselors may also find it useful as a structured resource that provides an applied framework and exercises clients can practice between sessions. The main practical benefit is increased autonomic awareness learning to identify stress states early, understand how those states shape perception and behavior, and use regulation strategies so that relational skills like listening and empathy become available again. Intellectually, the book offers a coherent integration of attachment theory with polyvagal-informed concepts, emphasizing physiological safety as a prerequisite for closeness. What helps it stand out in a crowded category is its emphasis on state-based change and its workbook format. Rather than focusing primarily on insight, it prioritizes repeated practice and measurable shifts in regulation, which can make progress feel more concrete and sustainable. If you would like to support Annie Chen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.